difficult? I mean, this
what?
You have to hook up. There's pictures and diagrams here already.
So good. Adarabba. Adarabba. He's on the hate. Weiter. Amrav Sheishis. Amrav Yibi Barabba. Amrav Nidah Shefisha B'tayr B'shlisha. Nidah Shefisha B'tayr B'shlisha Shalot. On her third day. It's Nidah's her third day. Okay? Nidah, she's born on the day number one. Now it's day number three.
Right.
And day number three, she does an examination. And there's a hefsing.
She's doing an examination 4 days earlier.
Exactly. Shalot. Four days earlier.
Forgive me, because I haven't been...
Anida, she sees blood, okay? Yeah. So therefore, we're only discussing now Dinam De'iraisa.
Yeah.
So Mamela, she's Tameh for 7 days. Seven days. Now, so what happens? She can be Tameh for 7 days, and then on day seven at night, she goes to Mikvah, and she's Tahira Labala.
Yeah.
But what did she do? Now, before she goes to Mikvah at night, what is the halacha before she goes to Mikvah at night? She has to go to the Mikvah, she has to have Hefsek Tahara,
yeah.
Which means she has to examine herself to make sure there's no blood.
Yeah.
She has to make sure she's clean.
Yeah.
The woman did not do that. She did not examine herself on the night of number seven. She examined herself on the third day.
Yeah.
Day number three. She has four more days to go. She's too early. She's 3 days. She's 4 days too early.
Someone sees blood. She has to check every day or only certain
days? No. She only needs to check on the night of the eighth. After the seventh.
The third day coming to the
it doesn't. It's, no never, it's nonsense.
Never gonna finish. And this is an example of how we're going to be in Brachas.
No, look, I know.
You're never going to last. You're going to last one year. You'll never last one year. And then we're going to be upset because if we decide that we want to be what and we're getting interrupted, it's going to.
But
it's not yet Brachas.
No, but
it's not. It's the last day.
I understand. It's unfortunate because you have to understand the material, the subject matter. You don't understand the subject matter, then what is the learning help?
That's a problem.
So what's the solution? So it's
no solution.
What's the third?
There's nothing. It's nonsense. It's nonsense for her to do a bidik on day three. The only bidik she needs to do is on day seven and eight.
Okay.
So what is she doing? She's wasting her time. So the question now is what happens? So Nida, Shafisha Bitar Bishlisha Shalab, Saifartoi Liminyan Shiva Niki Saifartoi Liminyan Shiva Niki Nikiim. Now what does that mean? I don't know myself what that means. So let's see the Rashi. Rashi. What is it over here, Rashi? Let's very quickly see the Rashi, because I had to prepare one word. Rashi over here says Nida. Where is the Rashi? There's no Rashi. Where's the Rashi?
The Rashi also didn't know what to say.
Vita. Let's go for Vita. There's no Rashi. How do you know? Vita. Let's see. Let's go Vita. So Shalosh, Shafat, Luminian, Shiva, Nikim. Next,
Nida Sfira Lomeli.
Okay, so we have a statement. So before you make sense of this, what does Nida count altogether? What is she counting for? Nida doesn't count altogether. Ella, Ema. Now the Gemara is coming to revise the Girsa. Here's the case. Ema Zava. A woman during the 11 days of Ziva, she sees blood for 3 days. Ema Zava Shafucha Bithar Bishli Shalah on the third day. So she, what does that mean? She sees blood for 3 days, right? Three mezavishla. So ifarta leminyan zayin nikim. She now counts it for the zayin nikim. And what does that mean? Is there any Rashi on this? Is there any Rashi on this? I don't see any. How could there be no Rashi on any of this? How could there be no Rashi over here? Okay, let's go vayta. Let's see. Amale Rav Sheish Rav Yumi Baraba. Rav Kikusoy Amale Shmaitza. Rav is saying something Rashi, Pegunas Kusim, doesn't make any sense. And that's an insult. Okay, that is a statement of the Gemara, which means Rav Kikusoy Amal Shmaitza, you're a goy. Couldn't get another better insult than that. A goy does not know how to learn a daf Gemara. And therefore, the pshat that you said is so nonsensical, it's like you're a goy. The Amri, Yoim Shepoisek Espoy, Sefar to Luminian Zion, because we say, the Yoim Shepoisek Espoy, Sefar to Luminian Zion. Because what did you just say? That you're counting that day
as one of the seven days.
That's impossible.
That's like a kusi.
It's impossible. The day that she sees blood, the day that she
cannot count
as the first Zayin Nikim. A woman needs Zayin Nikim when she's
starting
a Zavah Gadola.
The next day.
And over here, according to your words, it's mashma, that she starts counting on the day when she actually does the bedik, on the day of the Hefsik Tahara.
And when is day one over?
Day one.
An hour later when it gets
Night? Even when Mixas Hayan Kikulot. Right, and that is nonsense.
But that's nonsense.
Nonsense. Okay. So the most key comes, the Mar says, you're right, Kikam Rav Labar Mishlishi. Oh, so you're right. In a Hanami, he is having charata from what he said. He meant to say that.
Like we all.
That means a woman sees Dam, and then the next day. The next day is when the first of the days of the Zayin Nikiyim begin.
Frag the Gemara by Mishlishi
B'Shilafas Pasha. I don't need you to tell me that. Loi Tzrich going to Loi Botka Ad Shvi. Oh, now we're getting to the details. Shloi Botka Ad Shvi. The Chiddush over here is that she did not do a Bedika. A woman during the Zayin Nikiyim is really obligated to do a Bedika every single day.
Right. How does this woman know that she has Zayin Nikiyim?
So how does she know she has Zayin? Exactly.
She wasn't by you.
So she did a Hefsek Taira. She did a Hefsek Taira on whatever. And then she started the candle. She assumed that the next day was clean, and she assumed the next 7 days, but she never did a bedikah during those 7 days. And what is Rav coming to teach us? V'ashminan chasam d'chilasan af al pi she'ein tzayfan. He's teaching you the aside of t'chilasan af al pi she'ein tzayfan. V'hocho kamash malan tzayfan af al pi she'ein t'chilasan. Teaching you new terminology. The terminology over here is Rashi explains these terms. Rashi of Chosam, the other Rav Leel, the Matar Rebbe with the Eliezer, Boydik Rishain Ushmini, when she does a Bedika on the Rishain Ushmini, Ashminan Techilasan, Afal Pishain Saifan, the Hoch next Rashi, Ashmin Saifan, Rav Pishain Techilasan, the Mishum Bedikas Zayin, Maxikinan, Koshisha Lefana, Betahar Rahel, Paska Bishlishi. But you still need a hefesh tahara. Why the shulchan's like mayin pasuach? Leka lachzuki b'tahara atchetidak v'timsav tip shapasak. Then we must need some the hefesh tahara b'in. Okay. So what's the basic insight? The basic insight of you is coming to teach you a tremendous chiddush. If a woman does not do the bedikah on all 7 days, it's good.
Every day.
Every day.
As long as she does the bedikah.
Once, either in the
right
beginning,
after,
either the first day or the last day. One or the other. L'chatchila, a woman has to check every single day.
Right.
But let's say she did not check every single day.
How many times a day does she have to
once,
check?
Once.
And when?
It doesn't matter when. Anytime during the day.
Okay.
So if she just checks either the first
day or the last day, it's good.
And there's no blood.
And there's no blood. As long as, though, there is one caveat, as long as that if she checks at the very end, the day before day one, she makes sure that the blood stopped. Even though that day does not count as a clean day. The day when the blood stops does not count as day number one.
The following day. That's when you have to check at least, the minimum.
Yeah, a minimum is the day before, the day when the blood stops. She has to make sure that the day after
the blood stops.
No, that's the chiddush. You don't need.
You don't know when
you
it
don't
stopped.
Need that.
Maybe
that's
that
the
day
chiddush.
Doesn't count.
That you don't need that. That's the chiddush. You don't need to count day number one. But you do need to count the day before.
Erev day number one.
But she's still bleeding.
No,
it stops. She has to make sure that it stops. But just because it stops, that day cannot count as a whole day.
Oh.
Because in order for a day to count as a whole day, it has to be an entire day that has to be clean.
Right.
So the day before wasn't an entire day.
Right.
It was only a partial
late
day.
Afternoon, and it's okay. Then that night starts to count.
But she didn't check that day, the first day in the demo. Doesn't matter. That's the chiddush. The chiddush over here is you can have soifan, avishain tachilas, with tachilas, avishain
soifan. What's preferred is every day.
Of course. That's a lechatchila every single day. Vaita. Mm-hmm. That's the soif. The mahu disema, and the Gemara explains the first white line. You may make a mistake thing. You may, what? That's supposed to be. The mahu disema, you may think that tachilas, avishain soifan, who the armina? Maybe the chazaka when you do the beginning, if you do day number one. Oh, once you get a good start, that's chazaka. Those things are chazaka. Who are we doing? The community of Achazkayu. Avul Soifan. Av Yishain Tchilas and Loi. Gemara is saying you're sudden chazaka.
I would have thought.
No good. You have to always talk how it must count day one.
Yeah.
Day one must count. Kamash one. Rek the Gemara. Any is really so. Vahaki also Rav and Amar. Mas Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Chanino, Toye. A woman makes a mistake. Vlo Yodana Mai. And she doesn't.
In other words, Moser of Yosef
Chanina. He asked the kasha, and I don't know what he answered. Yes. And what does it mean? That this is the whole. I don't know what the challenge was.
He challenged or doesn't know what the challenge is.
Now, what does that mean? Now, when the Rashi, what is Rashi? This is a sugya. This is a whole sugya in itself, isn't it? I remember the sugya. This is from the Rashi. It was from the Rashi over here. Inni. The Rav Parche doesn't say anything vital.
This Gemara's statement of Rav is
below your dynamite yofta. Now, what is the Gemara explains this statement? The Kaima one. What does this mean? We have a chazak, we have a statement. Shavua kama de asi lekaman bilal vasa. The first week that comes in front of us, bilal vasa matbelinan la, be a mama loy matbelinan la. Okay, now what is now, Rashi? Let's see Rashi. The Shavua kama bilal vasa matbelinan la. Call Lelia every single night. Dilma hashta shalmu shiva shel tuma zocher. Let's read Rashi. Rashi going to get the case. Okay, be a mama loy matvulin law lesvuki, but not by day. Be a ledes bezoy. Now this goes back to the major sugi. Okay, remember this is a very complicated. You're right. This is a complicated. Made all the charts. This sugi was not. That's not the major. Was being the mesachta, and that is a woman that the very complicated.
She's a pregnant woman.
She was pregnant. And she had in the middle of the night, right? In the middle of the night, she had a miscarriage, and she has many sekas. What are the many sekas? She does not know she gave birth to a boy or to a girl. Mm-hmm. What else does she not know? She may have been a yoledes bezoiv. In addition to her giving birth, she does not know. She does not know if she even gave birth. Maybe she did not. Maybe it was a nafel.
Right.
And if it's a nafel, so there's no tumas leda. There's no halachas. There are no halachas of leda. And if she did give birth to a viable child, she does not know if it was a zachar or it was a nekeva. Yeah. Number three, it may very well be that before she gave birth, she was a zava. Mm-hmm. In other words, she saw blood 3 days in a row when she was pregnant. She was a nida, however that came about. And then she saw, then 11 days came and she saw blood 3 days in a row, which makes her into a zava gedoyla, which demands of her zayin nekiyim.
Right.
So now it's all over. Whatever was inside of her womb came out. So she has in front of her now multiple sfeikas.
Right.
Was it a zachar? Was it in a keva?
Was it nothing?
If it was in a keva, what would the halacha be? She would have to wait 80 days.
And
14 days of tumah, 6 days of tyra, and then she would need to have the zayin nikim. Now the zayin nikim can be in the middle also, by the way. It doesn't have to be at the very, very end. We have the zayin nikim, and then she has to bring the korbanos. Then, but maybe it's really a zachar. It's really a zachar than it's before. Maybe she's not a zava gedola. So to make a very long story short, we are going through the very complicated charts. This is the one important yisoid, and that is, we hold a woman has a mitzvah to go to mikvah at the earliest possible moment in time. This is machlokes in the Gemara. No, it's just say, fine, you have a lot of sekas. Figure out all of the most complicated case. And then wait, make believe you gave birth to a nekeva. Wait 80 days, and then count Zayin Nikiyim, and after Zayin Nikiyim, you're for sure good. Now go to the mikvah on the seventh day, and then you're mutal labala, right? Why don't we just do that? We tell the woman, take all of your sveikas, put them together.
By a zava,
you don't need, you do it on you, no, you go mikvah on the day. Anita has to be at night. Anita is always at night.
At the end of the seventh day, when it goes into
night.
The eighth day.
A needle always goes to mikveh at night.
Already going into the eighth day.
Yes, in the eighth day. A zava goes to mikveh by day.
Okay, I got it.
Now, so we tell a woman, listen, you got a lot of problems, right? You're really confused. You're totally lost. Take all of the cases, all of the scenarios, put them together, and what is the very, very last possible time when you'll be resolved? And when that time comes, go to mikveh. That's all fine and good if you are of the opinion that there is no mitzvah for a woman to go to mikvah at the earliest possible time. The entire Gemara is based upon a principle which we pass in Halacha L'maisa, that there's a mitzvah, tefillah, bizmana, mitzvah. That's the yesod of the daf.
Yes.
Tefillah, bizmana, mitzvah. Yes. When a woman now is tahar, she has a mitzvah to immediately, ASAP, to go to mikvah. So being that maybe she really gave birth to nothing. Maybe she was not a zava. So when should she go to mikvah? Immediately. The day after, the next day. Maybe it was a zachar. So because of all the possible stakers.
But she wouldn't be mutter to bala.
Because of l'chomra. She goes to mikvah because of the principle. Tzvila, bizmana, mitzvah.
Maybe it's only bizmana mitzvah when you're mutter to the bala.
No, that we don't say. That's exactly the point of the whole daf gemara. Those complicated charts. There's a mitzvah to go to mikvah ASAP.
Even it means multiple times to go to mikvah.
150 times. Right. There's a whole chart, 150 times. She goes to mikvah every single time. So the whole daf is built upon that, and we pass it like this, that a woman has to go to mikvah ASAP when this man arrives. So therefore, the woman says, I don't know what to do.
We have today people going to the mikveh and they're not mutter to the bala right after?
I don't know the halachas. I don't know.
Yeah,
could be. It could very well be. I don't know. But we have, so the over here, so what do we do now? Here's the problem. Going back, if a woman is a nida, when does she go to mikvah? The earliest possible time? At night.
Right.
If the woman is a zava, when does she go to mikvah?
By day.
So therefore, we should tell this woman, go to mikvah at the earliest time at night, every single night for the next 3 weeks. and go to mikveh by day every single day to the mikveh by every single day, because every single zman may be the earliest zman to go do. Yeah. So what does it say in the Gemara? It says over here in this halacha, we have a woman toye v'lo yodana mai tiyufta. A woman, the word tiyufta over there means. It means she doesn't know. It doesn't mean the simple translation, right? Tiyufta there means what? It means that she doesn't
challenge
her situation. The word, what is the word in that? So the word tiyufta. Okay, a woman
does. It's a challenge. It says here.
Okay, fine. Wait. The time one. Shavua kama the asya lekamon belalvasa. The first week, without going into details, the first week matbelina lekamon belalvasa matbelina law. She goes to mikveh at night, every single night. We're not going through the charts, obviously, now. Right. Be a mama the first week. Loi matbelina law. Okay, that's all we need to our Gemara.
We don't need to go to the
because there's no possibility. There's no possibility. Now the east saga that I've lebi din seifim lefaneinu be a mama lefaneinu. If you're telling me on your site that we do not need to count all the days, it's not necessary to do the counting. Then the result will be abstract. I don't know. We can't go to the charts. Be a mama nami nitbelino le marzik akasha. So should we go to mikvah by day? Because maybe right now, what was the having while we don't make it go to the first week, we do not tell to go to mikveh by day? Because like Gemara's study is because you cannot go to mikveh for a zava unless you count every single day. Oh, but I'm coming to you already 7 days after I had my problem. So maybe already I already had Zayin Nikiyim. So maybe now I can already go to mikveh because of the zava. No. You cannot go to mikveh midin zava unless you count every single day. What do you mean? We just learned two lines above that you can rely upon the chazaka at first day or the last day. So therefore, if a woman comes in front of us and time has passed, we should require her to go to mikveh by day, which basically means if you're going to mikveh by day, that means you're going to because you're a zava, right? Which means you have concluded yisiv zayin nikiyim, the seven nikiyim. But I didn't count. We just said you don't need to count. It's not necessary to count. El alav shma mina. The fact that we tell her, you know, for first week, you're off. You get a freebie. The first week, you don't need to go to mikveh by day because you have to count every single day. You did not yet count. El shma mina bi'inun sefudim bifoneinu. Ah, gvaldik kasha, we have a stira. Okay, we have enough information here to appreciate the Gemara's kasha. We learned above, a woman has to count, does not need to count the Zayin Nikiyim every single day. It's sufficient either day one or day seven. And here, it's clear as day that a woman has to count every single day. And because she did not count every single day, you don't have to count this week because you need to count for 7 days. Yeah. So the Gemara is giving the answer, allow me to keep the kasha, Rabbi Akiva. No kasha. This braisa is following the Halakha Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Beinan Sefudim Lefaneinu, not a kasha. What's the word answer? Balabatish answer. Balabat. It's a machlokes tanoim. It's a machlokes tanoim. This braisa is following the Shita Rabbi Akiva, who clearly states you need to count every single day. What we learned above in the few lines before we got to the sugya was the Shita of the Rabbanan that a woman does that you can rely upon chazaka day one or day seven. Umino, how do we know the Rabbanan they tackle this way? How do you know Temro the Rabbanan loy bin tzivim lekavaneinu? But prove it to me. The Gemara in essence has created now a machlokes tanoim, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Does a woman need to count every single day of the Zayin Nikiyim, or she can rely upon chazakas? How do you know the Rabbanan are going to be makel the Tanan? Toye Sha'amra, a woman who made a mistake. In other words, she lost track. Sha'amra Yomecha Tamiri Isi Matbelinon. A woman who says I'm a toye, okay, it's another complicated case. She made a mistake in her count. And she says, Sha'amar Yoim Echa Tame Reisi, one of the 7 days I was Tame. I don't know which one it is. Okay, it's the end of 7 days. And she says, Matbulino is a test, Tilos, Zion, Lenida, Vitre, Laziva, Ubenashmoshes Tame. Let's say she says, Reisi, Reisi, wait, it was the trail Laziva. It's not gonna work.